we were yet sinners. These are amazing words. They are profound words. God sent Jesus Christ to die for us. Not because we were good enough, but because he loved us so much. Hallelujah. While we celebrate this Memorial Day, we thank God for what has been done by military personnel. Some have given the ultimate in the defending this country. And we know what they have done. But we pose the question to all of us, but what had you done for Christ? I want you to know that in this world, we have really two kinds of people. We've got givers and takers. A refrain of this world that is commonly heard is, "What have you done for me lately?" I'll say that again. Amen. What have you done for me lately? Amen. You might have done something, but what have you done for me lately? Do you not know that some people will take as long as you will give? Long as you will give, they will take. But dear ones, please know this. Our Heavenly Father is the consummate giver. Amen. He gives and gives and gives and gives. And I want you to know that giving is a natural response of love. 2 Corinthians 8, 7 and 8. But I do want you to know that we can't beat God giving. When we think we can, look what God has done for us. God has demonstrated his love for us. And my brothers and sisters, whenever you're feeling uncertain about God's love for you, remember that he loved you even before you turned to him. Let's just ask Brother John. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We all know that, John 3:16. But I would invite you to read John 3:17. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Amen. While we were estranged from God with no way to get back to God. Amen. You do know that there was a time when man was in a relationship with God. If we go back to the Garden of Eden, there was a time that man just talked to God. They visited together. But because man committed high treason, amen, that relationship no longer existed, and there was no way of man's volition to get back to God, and God had to take the initiative to get man back to God. And God had in his mind from the very time that man sinned how he was going to reconcile man back to himself. God had a plan, and the plan involved his Son. Hallelujah. He would give his Son. Amen. And I want you to know that God loves us with an unconditional love. The scripture tells us in 1 John, herein is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. 1 John 4 and 10. And that word propitiation simply means that by which one's sins are forgiven. Amen, amen. That means God was satisfied with the offering that had been given. And I would have to remind you that the only acceptable gift to God was a sinless life. And there was no man that was sinless. So only God could reach into his own bosom and pull out his son. And his son became that was necessary for the propitiation of our sins. And I don't know whether that makes you happy or not, but it makes me shout and glad. Amen. For I know there was nothing I could do to influence my salvation. But God is a good God. For while we were yet sinners, God loved us too much to leave us where we were. You see, some of us forget where we were. But the scripture tells us, Ephesians 2:1, and you, which means all of us, has he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Let me put it another way. All of us was a mess. And we had no way of being cleansed by ourselves. But God said, hallelujah, God said, I'm going to clean him up. What's the only detergent that can clean sin? He freely let his son pour out his blood, the only detergent that would wash us from all that we had done. And now, you see, some of us still believe that we were all right. Let me tell you, you were not. Amen. Ephesians 2:3, we all had our conversation. Now, that conversation don't mean we were talking. That was our way of life. In times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. When you start feeling like you were so good, I hate to burst your bubble, but the truth of the matter is, for some of us, we were worse than a mess. Amen. I will put myself in that worse than a mess. But God is so good. Hallelujah. Now, you say God is so good. Well, let me tell you what God has done. God is love personified. For if we stay with that Ephesians 2:4, 5, and 6, but God, say that with me, but God. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. Do I need to remind you, by grace you're saved? And he has raised us up together and made us to sit in heavenly places. I don't know whether you feel like you're sitting in a heavenly place or not. But I know that I know that I know that I'm sitting in a heavenly place. How do you know, Pastor Amos? I know because my name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. I know that when this life is over, I got a new home over in glory. But you see, until I get to my new home, I've got somebody that walks with me and somebody that talks with me and somebody that tells me I am his own. And I don't know whether that means anything to you or not, but it's precious to me. Because of Christ's resurrection, we know that our bodies will be raised from the dead. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15:2, amen, tells us. And not only that, but we have been given the power to live a Christian life now. Amen. When you think you can't make it, you feel the need to fake it, you don't have to fake it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Christ comes in your life. He changes that life. He gives you reason to live. Amen. When you've been hurt, and some of us have been damaged so badly, but in the midst of our hurt, God is still here. He's still saying, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Have I got a witness? Amen. I want you to know that our eternal life with Christ is certain because we have united in his powerful victory. Can't you hear the apostle saying, but thanks be to God that gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus the Christ. And for some folk, that don't mean much to them. But I know Satan has been defeated. Have I got a witness? I know that death, hell, and the grave are now in subjection to the man who sits on high. I know I need not worry any longer because God has taken care of it. Uh-huh. But you say to me, but you gave me the subject, but what had you done for Christ while we were yet sinners? The answer is not a thing. We were estranged. We were separated. But God did it all by himself. The thing I love about it, Evangelist Hightower, is that God, without any consultation, he didn't have to call a committee together. Amen. And didn't have to call a meeting of any sort. And you know, we big on having calling meetings. Well, what shall we do? Can we get a meeting together? Amen. God didn't have to call a meeting. Amen. He has a perpetual triune meeting. Amen. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. They always are conferring. And so they said, let me tell you what we're going to do. This was the plan from the beginning. That when man sins, notice I said when, not if. Amen. So we had not done anything, amen, to influence our salvation. It was all by the grace of God. Amen. When you start feeling that you're so good, can I go ahead and preach? You start thinking that you're somebody. Amen. Stick your hand in a bucket of water. And that opening that you leave in there, that's how important you are to God's plan of salvation. And so God did it all by himself. Have I got a witness? He sent his son to come and to give his life as a ransom for our sins. And I don't know whether that makes you happy or not, but it makes me shout and glad that while I was yet a sinner, not able to influence him in any way, for the prophet said, can two walk together except they be agreed? So I could not walk with the Lord because I was separated from him. But while I was separated from him, he took the initiative to draw us back together. How did he do it? I'm glad you asked. He told his son, I want you to go down and I want you to redeem man.
That's right.
And the son said, right. Sacrifices you don't want, but give me your body. Oh, Lord. And he stepped through 42 generations, born of a virgin and wrapped in swaddling clothes. You know, I like to talk about it being wrapped in swaddling clothes. For you see, swaddling clothes are the bands that you put around a body when they die. Have I got a witness? It tells me he came into this people planning to die. He was born to die. And I got a witness. He might have lived 33 years. Somebody said 6 months and 17 days. Well, don't quote me on that because I don't know. But one thing I do know, he died for our sins. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Christ. And I got a witness. What had I done for Christ? Not a thing. I was separated from him. All of my righteousness was as a filthy rag. I'm so glad when he died on the cross. He took my unrighteousness and gave me his righteousness. And so now I can tell you, I know how to walk right. I know how to talk right. Because the God that I serve is walking with me. I feel like preaching now. No wonder the psalmist says that he walks with me and he talks with me. And I got a witness. He tells me that I am his own. What did you do for Christ?
Well, you hadn't done anything, but now I'm glad that he's in my life. He put clapping in my hands. Have I got a witness here? He lets the joy bells ring. He gives you a joy that the world didn't give to you, and the world can't take it away. Lord have mercy. I heard Sister Allen say on the other night that even going through bereavement, there is a joy, there is a joy that the world didn't give, and the world can't take it away. You might have a heartache, you might have pain, but there's still a joy. For the one thing that I know, thank you, Holy Ghost, that Sister Allen is going to see Rev Allen again, and this joy will keep us going. Have I got a witness? I want Deacon and Sister Morgan to know, but you're going to see Ryan again. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for we know if our earthly house of this tabernacle is dissolved, we've got another house. Have I got a witness? And it's not a temporary house. This old house has got a leak in it. This old house, the roof is leaking. I've got another house over in glory. A few more risings and settings of the sun. I'm going home to be with the Lord. How do I know? I'm glad you asked. While I was yet a sinner, Jesus, the matchless Lamb of God, put a cross on his shoulder, went up a hill called Golgotha. They nailed his hands, they rivet his feet, they stretched him wide, they dropped him low. He died, he died. What I love about Jesus, he didn't stay dead. Got a witness which tells me he was resurrected. Have I got a witness? And the Bible says that we who were dead in our trespasses, we've been raised from that death. Have I got a witness? And one thing I can tell you, because he lives, we live. Hey, hey, when we live, got another house over in glory. I can't leave Jesus in the grave. They put him in a barren grave. He stayed there. Have I got a witness? Friday night, all day Saturday, Saturday night. But hey, hey, early Sunday morning, he got up. I said he got up. He got up. With all power in his hand, I can destroy, but I will defend. Thank God, he's on our side. Have I got a witness? Jesus, the matchless Lamb of God, he's all I need. Have I got a witness? He's bread when I'm hungry. He's water in dry places. He's a doctor in a sick room. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Do you know him? Have you tried? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Somebody said, I know him to be a way maker. Somebody else said, I know him to be father to the fatherless. Somebody said, I know him, that he stands in the pulpit when the preacher preaches. Have I got a witness? He stands up and waves his hand. Said, go ahead, go ahead. I want you to know that Jesus is all right. He's all right. He's all right. He's all right. How do I know? Because the Bible said, oh, thank you, Holy Ghost, that when he got up, he tabernacled here for 40 days. Have I got a witness? He got his disciples. took me as far as the Mount of Olives. Are y'all praying with me? He left them there when a cloud came down. He stepped on the cloud and headed back to glory. Have I got a witness? But on his way back, he looked back. He saw his disciples that had followed him from the lake of Gennesaret. He stopped in midair, feeling this thing. The Bible tells me he stopped and called out, "Come down, angel. I got a message for you." You do know that angels are messengers. I got a message for you. Go back and tell my disciples that this same Jesus that you see going away, he's coming back. He's coming back. Yes, he is. He's coming back. Do you know him? Have you tried him? Is he in your life? Ah, yes, he's in my life. Running in my feet, clapping in my hands, joy bell ring, can't nobody. Nobody can do me like Jesus. Nobody. What? Nobody. Jesus is on the main line. Have I got a witness? And since Jesus came into my life, amen, now things have changed. Now you can say now to me, amen, what have you given? What have? Lord, I've given you everything. All that I am is yours. Take my mouth and use it to preach for you. Take my body to proclaim that you're real. Take my money. Amen. You gave it to me anyway. Whatever I have belongs to you. What have you given? I've given my time, my talent, my finances, and I want you to know I don't regret anything I've given to the Lord. For you know what? The more you give to him, the more he'll give to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you know it? I'm done. Sister Jones has always accompanied me on hospital visits. And here lately, she can't do all that walking now. But do you know that we are still able as a team to go visit the sick? Amen. Amen. God gives her the strength. I said, you know, we've been doing this for some 40 years. And the Lord says, keep on doing it because I'm with you. And if God is with you, there is none who can be against you. Hallelujah. I'm done. We shall extend the privilege to the church. Today is the day of salvation. Now, accepted time. Come without money, come without price.